another one of my philosophical moments this week. I meditated upon questions that people never ask, nor should. Think about, although we go to sleep, I would assume 99.9% of the times, in the safety and security of our own homes, the first thing we do is we close our eyes. So we cannot see what is going on around us. Within a matter of a few moments, I understand our smell is the second sense to go. And in a short period of time, our touch leaves us, and then our hearing. Generally, taste doesn't get involved, but our five senses basically depart from us so that we are unconscious. We have no understanding of what's going on around us. And we figure that not much is going on around us. Except before going to bed when the lights are on, I notice that there's a spider crawling across the carpet. And I say to myself, I wonder after I fall asleep if that spider actually comes up on top of the bed and is crawling across my face. And I don't know it. We have had, and haven't had for a long time, but when the boys were still at home, we had bats in our house in the evening. I can remember John coming running down to our bedroom, flying in and saying, "There's a bat in the house." And it followed him right into our bedroom. And I pushed Carol out from under the covers. No, she pushed me out from under the covers and said, "Get this thing out of here." A badminton, yeah, that did it. But I don't know how long that thing was flying around, and I wasn't aware of it. You know, if a fire starts with no smell, no sight, no hearing, or little hearing, will I hear it? Will I be in danger of losing my life? We actually put ourselves in pretty great peril by going to sleep. Now, tonight you're going to go home and you're going to get in bed and you're going to say, "I wonder if I really want to go to sleep or not." Probably that might not happen because your body is just going to give up. When I was a young child, I mean a real young child, my parents taught me to pray a little prayer before going to sleep, and you probably remember it. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to God my soul to keep." Actually, what I was praying to God to keep was my body, not my soul. Now, I wanted to wake up the next morning, and I was trusting Him to keep me safe overnight. And that was a good little prayer to pray. We trust God to keep us safe at all times. Even when we can't see, we can't smell, we can't touch, we can't feel, we can't hear. We trust God for our safety. We don't recognize it, but we actually trust Him more when we're asleep than when we're awake. But should it be that way? Shouldn't it be we should trust Him more even when we can see things that are around us and feel those things and sense those things? Our study tonight in Matthew chapter 8 is a study about the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ in a time of peril. They weren't asleep, but Jesus was. And I want you to look at it and learn a couple of things tonight. Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 23. When he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest. The word tempest there is the Greek word seismos. For our geology major back here, you'd like that word, don't you? Seismos. It's like an earthquake happened in the middle of the sea. And consequently, the waves are just going up and down. It became quite a tempest. So much so that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Here's the Lord Jesus in the back of the boat, probably on an elevation of some sort, asleep. And this boat is going up and down with the waves. Unaware, the waves are crashing in over the side, and nothing else, he's getting a mist from it, if not getting doused, unaware. Possibly there was the lightning, maybe from a storm, although it doesn't say that was here, but that's a possibility. He never saw it. He never felt the wind, never heard the wind. He was just unaware of everything that was going on. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish." And he saith unto them, "Why are you so fearful? We're perishing. O ye of little faith." And see, that's the problem. Wherever faith is little, fear is great. Wherever faith is great, fear is little. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Three things I want you to see tonight that I think are essential to remember in times of peril. Number one, present conditions do not always indicate future conditions. They started out that night after a wonderful day. And Jesus said, "Guys, we're going to get in the boat. We're going to go to the other side." And Jesus got in the boat. They followed him. I think when they left, probably the sun was getting pretty low. Daylight was running out. But the winds were either non-existent or very, very calm. The sea was quiet. For if the conditions were any worse than that, certainly they would have said, "Look, it's not a good night to go sailing. Let's wait till tomorrow." And they would have waited till times were better. But in that, Jesus got in the boat and they followed after him. I take it they were out there and things were pretty calm. In that, Jesus went to sleep indicates that things were very calm. And sometimes things start out in a very calm condition and you just expect it to continue. Such is not always the case. Things can change quickly. Things can change drastically. The morning of March the 6th was a morning that I was looking forward to. The snowblower had been broken until Mike got it fixed for me.